You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
95BFM, it is 13 minutes past 9 o'clock in the morning. In the studio with me is Simon Van Praagh. Hi, Simon, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, Morty.
You've got a lot on your plate, haven't you? As the director of Fresh Concept, the team behind The Summer by the water down at Silo Park.
Yep, that's right.
The team behind Summer.
Well, shucks.
Don't ruin
shucks,
that for us.
Shucks, I'll try not to. It's a massive collaboration, and we do have an awesome team at Fresh Concept, and we work closely with Pānuku Development Auckland down there, who look after the space, and really it's just a framework that's filled with lots of different people from all around Auckland. So
it's an awesome environment down there, right? Down at Silo Park, Wynyard, and that sort of thing down there. And it's the and like you say, it's a good go to everyone's. It's a full mix, people, and visitors and locals alike.
It is a full mix. You wander down there, you'll see families promenading up and down the waterfront.
People are strolling like they did in the Victorian era.
Exactly.
Let's stroll on the waterfront.
With a parasol and all sorts. You get tourists, you get people from all
penny
around.
Penny farthing bike.
The odd penny farthings cruising by. No, it's good. It's a real mix. And I think there was always a little bit of a risk with an inner city sort of environment that it'll be pigeonholed with
totally,
only a certain group of people. But I feel like it's really, been embraced by the whole of Auckland.
I think it's a massive success. And so therefore, having a massive success like that, you don't want to fill it with something terrible, so you want to do good stuff, get people to come along and stuff that works. What have you got coming up this summer, my friend?
Well, this is our seventh season down at the park, so we feel like we've kind of tried a few things over the years and had a few hits and a few misses and learnt from those things and listened to the community about what they want, and we've got what we feel is a pretty solid old program.
When you say listen to the community, you mean people just have a chat to people down there, or they have a suggestion box, or how does it work?
Yeah, so we've caught it all with people down there, and our team are always very visible and out there and talking. Social media is a really big tool for us to get feedback. And then we also do other elements of kind of engagement, maybe more participatory kind of voting or getting people involved and getting their points of view across. So, yeah, quite a few different ways of kind of, hearing what people want. And ultimately, hopefully what we've put together this summer is, been distilling all that and, see what happens.
So you've got a whole bunch of stuff happening, a whole bunch of one-offs things. What sort of happens regularly down there? What can we go down and expect to see on the rig?
Sure. So first and foremost, Silo Park's always open, and so everybody's welcome there all the time.
So if you're the sort of person that goes, I just want to go and play on that kid's slide, the big tall one, the big curly one, I want to take my kids down there for a slide, it's open.
It's open 24/7. You can have a slide any day of the week, any time of the day.
If I want to play with a funny water game things there, you can play with 24/7 open.
You go down there 24/7.
If you just want to go down and park your car in the car park, boom, you can do that whenever you like.
Anytime you want. Anytime at all. But as far as when we're in the park doing the summer program, we really kick off from 4 o'clock or 4:30 on a Friday afternoon. We've got a really big this year, which is a great. We're really excited about this big stretch tent, big red sort of shaded stretch tent in Auckland. It's pretty hard to find shade in public spaces, and
especially which presumes itself to be a very hot summer. One doesn't it?
Looking at things, I'd suggest it's going to be so. And it does get a bit windy down there, so a little bit of respite from the wind, from the sun.
Just get a couple of super yachts to come and park up. Well, if it's coming that way,
our communication with them hasn't been so robust over the year. They're good.
Like yell out with a megaphone or something. Hey, shift your yacht.
Give us your sail.
Yeah, give us a go on your boat.
So that's down there with the bar. So we're really putting a big focus on having a really good range of sort of drinks and a really good scene down there. Great DJs. I do know of one DJ on the 22nd of December who's coming down there. Mikey, gracing your presence down at the park.
Looking forward to that too. I believe celebrating the Christmas movie.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
What the movie is
then? I'm going to circle back to Christmas.
So far we're up to Friday afternoons on some fine drinks, good company, not windy, under the shade there. Yep. And then what happens?
Well, you got wonderful food trucks surrounded by you
So yum.
Plenty of good kai. And the idea, I think, there's residents moving into the area. The whole idea is that Silo Park isn't necessarily an event space all the time, but just a place you can come. Mm. So when we're down there, there'll always be things that anyone can get involved in, whether it's games that you can play with your friends or family, whether it's a newspaper to pick up and have a read, whether it's an outdoor exhibition. There's always just something sort of happening, and it's going to be quite a dynamic space over summer.
Last time I was reading stories down there, kids' stories. I was part of the team doing that. That was really cool.
You were,
And, and then another time we went down there, my little stepdaughter, she went down there. There's like a some sort of game everyone was playing, some sort of You have to pull these ropes and get the golf ball up to the top.
Yeah.
She was five when she did that.
Yeah.
And she wasted all these, like, you know, people up, everyone from, you know, kids, your smart ass kids who are like 10 and like 15 and that, to adults who are like, you know, adults.
Yeah.
And she just went in there at five, went boop, 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 awesome. In your face, walked off, boom. No prize, just did it.
Just did the thing. Awesome.
But it was so cool to have that something to do.
And yeah.
Plus the playground down there is awesome.
Playground's awesome. The whole area is, you know, it's a bit of a visual feast down there with the water and the architecture, and, you know, it's bustling, it's busy, good hospitality. So it's a good zone, and lots more to come down there as well. I mean, it is a development space, which is quite interesting. So if you haven't been down for a few months, you go down there, it's like, whoa, where did that building come from? Or where's, you know, what's happening here, which is really
interesting. But the buildings aren't coming up too fast.
Not too fast. but they're coming, and more public spaces coming as well, which is exciting. But yeah, you come down on a Friday, you've got your food, you've got your drinks, you got your buddies, so that's all kicking off from 4:30. Then at 9 o'clock every Friday there's a film, and it's
which is displayed on the side of the silo.
It is. Yeah. We do throw it up on the side of the silo and have done so for many years. And you know, it's free, it's accessible. Come down, bring a blanket or not, sit up on the grass. Grab a beer from the bar, grab a bite to eat. The cool thing is, I think you can turn up to Silo Park and not spend a dollar and still have a great time.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Well, I think that's, you know, that is important. But, you know, if you do want to get involved and, you know, get a bite to eat or a drink or whatever, there's those options there as well. So it's silopark.co.nz, and also on the Facebook page, the full summer program's been announced. And, yeah, I mean, we've got a range of films from Wonder Woman on the 5th. I'll just give you a little selection. Wonder Woman on the 5th of January, 19th of January, I'm Not Your Negro. Florian Habich's movie Spookers, which is a great doco,
the
26th of Jan, which is Auckland Anniversary Weekend, a very Auckland-centric film. Also got a series of events throughout the summer as well. So we're putting on an ice cream, we call it the Ice Cream Sunday. So it's Sunday the 28th of January, an ice cream market. We put that out there and a lot of people got very excited about.
Ice cream market.
Yeah, just lots of ice cream.
I bet people just don't think that through properly. I bet they just turn up there by themselves and they go, oh, because you can only eat so much. But if there's an ice cream market, you want to take like a chili bin on wheels, wouldn't you?
I'd suggest so.
Get some of that there, put it in there, store it for later on.
That's good foresight, Mikey. I didn't actually thought of that. Because
it's kind of sad, actually, I thought of that. but because if it's only the one day, you can't, you know, try little samples of all the, oh my God, you don't walk away and go, oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to be able to pace yourself, I'm just saying.
I think you would. No, I agree. So
when's that?
Well, that's on the 28th of January. Right. So that's
put that in your jotter.
That's shaping up to be a biggie. So
By the way, Ice Cream Sunday, I get it.
You like it?
It's really cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, we're pretty chuffed on that one too.
Great.
Other films, The Labyrinth on the 9th of February. Every Valentine's Day, we traditionally play The Princess Bride, and we'll continue to do so. So it's on a Wednesday, Valentine's Day this year, so we'll do a little midweek special.
Sure.
Always love Princess Bride up on the big screen.
So should we go for dinner down the Wynyard Quarter? Oh, look at that. Look what they've got on over here, just by chance.
Andre the Giant on the screen.
Yeah.
So it's... he's
special.
He's always good to see up in larger than life format. Other films, The Lion King, Thor, the new Thor Ragnarok film, will be kicking off later on the season in April. It's good probably to be aware that we're starting at the end of December, running January and February. Then over March, we kind of tools down to a certain extent, and the Auckland Arts Festival comes in and does the festival playground, which has got this massive program of local and international artists, and there'll be pop-up restaurants and, you know...
I hope they appreciate the fact you've let them in.
Well, we're working together with them.
Of course,
they do appreciate, and we appreciate them being there. And then what it means is that we will take the month of April to continue the season on. So here's hoping we have a long, hot summer, enough rain for the farmers, but enough sunshine for the filmies. And so we will be extending right through to April, which we're really excited about.
Okay, let's wheel it back to Christmas now. What's happening on Christmas?
So we kick off pretty soon, Thursday the 21st of December, and what we're doing down there is a range of activities from sort of classic Kiwi games to traditional Māori games. There'll be food and drink, there'll be elves running around with like mad elves, I don't know, mad men, mad women, mixture.
Elves on the rantan.
We have Santa down there on the Saturday and Sunday. Saturday the the 23rd and Sunday the 24th for a couple of hours to get a schnapp, creating a little Santa Grotto type situation where people come get involved in. Yeah, all sorts of fun and antics over those 4 days. The film is on the Friday is it's a people's choice, so we'd really encourage you to go to the Facebook page, sign up to the event.
Undecided at this stage.
Undecided, but the options are Scrooged, Miracle on 34th Street, Home Alone, and Love Actually. So a bit of a range there. I'm not going to lie, Love Actually is steaming ahead on the numbers. So if you agree with that, get involved.
Given,
and if you don't, get out there and get voting and change the future.
Very quickly, we've got you've got a couple of one-offs too. Like you've got the Car Boot Sale or the Future of the Dog Day afternoon, and also Rob was talking earlier on about the Lava Cave exhibition.
Yeah, so there's a series of exhibitions inside the silos and throughout the space that we work in within the summer program, and there's some really high caliber stuff happening in there. So all that information's on silopark.co.nz as well. But yeah, really lucky to have these other sort of external people come in the mix. A couple of other things, just want to quickly mention. Got a community space down there, so if you've got a community group, you're a group of creatives and you're looking for a little bit of budget to do cool stuff in public space, get in touch. We're wanting to do things weekly there. On the weekend of the December weekend, which around Christmas, there's also a pinata party. So local businesses working very closely with the Auckland City Mission, they're building pinatas as well, and we're going to raise a whole lot of money and awareness for the Auckland City Mission and bash some pinatas, which is
good,
which is always fun.
They deserve to be bashed.
Yeah, so we just there's plenty going on, and as the season progresses, there'll be more and more on the website and on Facebook, and yeah, that's our summer.
Awesome, Simon. Thank you very much for coming in. If people want to know more about it, they can go where to the Facebook page.
Yeah, so Silo just Park, check out Silo Park on Facebook or silopark.co.nz.
Awesome, man. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers, Mikey.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.